Thank you for choosing customer service. This is Quantica. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm Quantica.
Quantica. Okay. A fellow by the name of David Inman. The order. How do you want to go about this?
Can I have your zip code, please?
08088.
First and last name.
First name David, last name Inman. Inman.
Okay, just a second, it hasn't popped up. And can you spell that last name one more time?
Yeah, sure. It's INMAN.
Okay, thank you. Okay, can I get you to verify that mailing address for security purposes?
Sure. 6 Possum Hollow, Southampton, New Jersey, 08088.
Okay, so I thought this was you, but someone else's name popped up. Just a second.
I tried calling you the other day. I believe I spoke with you the other day. It might have been Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, because I remember your name. You got a very unique name.
Let's see. I'm trying to find you here, but it keeps popping up someone from a 4574 address.
Well, maybe they got it wrong. Can I give you the order number?
Well, sure, let's try that. Order ID number, let's go ahead.
Sure.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm waiting for the order ID number.
Okay. 6785215538.
No, sir. Nothing popped up. Just a second. Let me try again.
You are Imports Direct Gadgets, right?
We're a third-party call center, so sometimes there's certain numbers you have to call to get to certain departments if I can't pull you up in the system and you're not coming up for anything.
Here's the thing. They had sent me something, and it's broken. It does not work.
Okay.
And I'm not too happy.
If I can get in the account and see what's going on, I can get a new one shipped out, but I cannot find an account for you.
Yeah, nobody can. Nobody could.
So did they let you know that you can contact your bank and get another number, like an alternate telephone number?
I did get an alternative number, and it goes to the federal government for Medicaid and Medicare.
Oh, geez.
Oh, and yeah, it gets worse. Because I called it yesterday, and it was for Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay, let's just keep trying. I could just keep trying, but I'm not sure if I'm going to find one. Do you have the last four of your card number?
Yeah. I have a feeling you're not going to find it because this outfit is a total scam, I believe, your outfit. It's 8428. I hate to tell you that.
8428.
If I told you I've been on the phone since 12 o'clock trying to get through, this is ridiculous.
So, do you have another telephone number rather than the telephone number you're calling from now so that I can look up an account?
No, what? No, the phone number I'm calling from is the phone number I placed the order with. It's 609.
Yeah, I have that one, 372-5358.
Yeah, what number is coming up that
That's the number that you're calling from, and that's the number, only number that I can try, and nothing is popping up when I type in that number. That's why I asked that you have another telephone number that I can search.
No, that was only the one phone, and there's not another number associated with this, is there?
No, I wouldn't know, sir. It's only one number on the account. What else can I try here?
This is sad.
Zip code. I tried their first and last name. Well, that's pretty much all I can try. I can try the first six of the card.
Say that again?
The first six of your card.
No, I ain't giving you all that. No.
Okay.
I gave you the last four.
Right, sir. That's not the whole card number. We can never have the whole card number. However, that's pretty much all I can try to find an account, which is your first six, last four, first and last name, zip code, telephone number, and I try the order ID number. Do you have a tracking number?
That would be on the UPS sticker or whatever.
It's just star with 9400.
Hold on. Let me see. Put a light on here. God. The tracking, the UPS sticker was ripped in half. All I can give you is the last 8 digits.
I would need the whole thing to find it.
Hold on. And then I got a United States postal fees, 8 ounces, blah, 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 rate zone, surcharge. Oh, God, yeah, they purposely must have ripped the sticker up so I couldn't use it, you know what I mean? I got a reference number from the, I don't know if this will help you or not. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
Looks like UB2S
0-1-2-5-8-4-5-0-3. Okay. Okay, nothing popped up.
Okay, and there's another little number underneath it at. It's 16-65-7202.
No, sir, nothing still popped up.
Okay, and how about this? I believe it says from, I guess that's the meter you use, 44319. Is that your postage meter?
I'm not sure, sir. I'm typing in information in places, but I don't think it go there, but it's not popping up anything.
Yeah, and like I said, they purposely ripped off half of the tracking number. And I can't, if you know what I mean. All I can give you is the last 8. They purposely ripped off half the tracking, which is pretty convenient.
So, sir, there won't be nothing else I can do here. All I can, I know you have probably heard this before, but all I can tell you to do is to contact that bank. And I
did already.
Right, so, well, there's nothing else.
They gave me a phone number that goes to the federal government for benefits for Medicaid and Medicare.
Because I have no numbers here that I can give you to call.
I got you. I thank you for your time. Take care.
You too, sir. And thank you for choosing Custom Support. You have a wonderful rest of your day. I hope you get everything figured out.
Oh, you have no idea. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.